Good evening, GWA Backstage. It's JTL, and I apologize for the horrible, horrible tone of my voice, but as I stated, I do have a bit of a cold that I'm trying to get over. I am actively fighting this cold, but unfortunately, I fear I am losing. So, some of you don't know this, but I don't edit. So if I sneeze or cough, guess what? You are going to get all of it. So, anyways, a couple of you have asked for me to do the questionnaire, and I thought I could just type it out, but it's been a minute since I posted anything with my voice. So fuck it, right? This is the sexy questions for sexy people. 25 questions for the fuck of it. I am curious. Question number one, have you ever thought of being with another woman / man? So the answer to this is yes, and I have. I've been with both. I lost my virginity to my best friend who was a female, and actually the first man I was with was a girlfriend of mine, her uncle. It sounds way more dirty than it is, because it's not like he was like 30 or 40 and I was like 16. I was 17, I do believe, and he was like 22. So anyway, the next question is, which part of your body do you consider most sexy? For the longest time, it used to be probably my ass. I have a very nice round ass, but I've been working really hard on myself these last couple of months. So the one thing that I actually kind of hated about myself is one thing that I love about myself, which is now my thighs. They shape me really nice now. So I think most sexy, I'll combine them and say my ass and my thighs. They look really good in some jeans and exceptionally well in some leggings, so I've been told. Do you watch and fantasize? So I know this question was kind of funny, but I did like snatch these questions from a couple of different questionnaires online because it had been a minute since I posted. In my mind, it was kind of like, do you watch and fantasize porn? Or if you see someone like on the bus or on the train or on a plane making out, like, do you watch and fantasize? And the answer is yes. I find eroticism, erotic things all over the place. Some of the most mundane things I can turn erotic if I allow myself to. So yes. Do you like to swallow? Abso-fucking-lutely I do. 100%. I think if you spit, it's a waste. No offense to the ladies that don't like it or can't or whatever. That's the reward. That's the reason why I get on my knees and suck cock. Is the reward of getting the cum in my mouth and down my throat and warm and yummy in my belly. So yes, I like to swallow. What is your favorite position? So the ultimate favorite position is reverse cowgirl or any girl on top, but I'm also very, 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 very excitable and excited over doggy style. Anything that gives you leverage to spank my ass and pull my hair is a good position. Would you consider exhibition? Absolutely, I have. I have done it. Absolutely, I would. I would do it again, and I look forward to doing it in the future. Do you like using toys? I do. Yes, I have several that I enjoy using often, because I'm a dirty, dirty, dirty whore like that. Yes, I do like using toys. Do you have a preferred length? Firmness. Okay, so this was another one of those silly questions, and it it should have said, and I should edit it going forward, but do you prefer length, meaning for the ladies, or firmness, meaning the guys, like for tits? Because I wanted to make it a universal kind of questionnaire. But I guess it reads kind of weird now that I look at it. I do like length, but to me, how you use it and your girth is more important to me. excuse me. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, that's not going to get edited out. I'm so sorry. Jesus Christ. And I have considered stopping and redoing it, but I am almost 6 minutes in, so fuck it. It's staying in there. And the scrambling in the background that you hear is my demon spawn of a cat. A kitten. Yeah, because he's an asshole. Anyway, what kind of movies do you like? I love movies, all movies. My favorite ones are actually B movies because you can kind of hang out with a group of friends, bullshit, and, you know, just generally be together, have a good time, talk through the whole thing, and it's usually not a great movie. But I do like going to the movies as well and seeing them on the big screen, and I drag my nieces and nephews to them as often as possible, so yes. I like all kinds of movies. I'm very excited for the new Beauty and the Beast that's coming out, and I have plans to go see Logan this weekend. I did go and see John Wick 2 last weekend, which if nobody has seen this yet, or if you have, hopefully you will agree that it was fucking phenomenal. Some of those scenes you could tell were not cut scenes, and they were all done together, all in one shot. Holy shit, that's fucking talent. I like all kinds of movies, yes. I like movies. What do you fantasize about when you are alone? Well, not being alone. Sorry, that just came out. I fantasize about lots of things. One of the things that has been really teasing my mind is the thought of being with my partner, and kind of having a free use type situation. I am sometimes tied up. I am sometimes just ordered to lay there and be used. Also being blindfolded and pushed to my limits, almost to the point, if not to the point, that I have to use my safe word. And even in my fantasy, I'm asked what my safe word is often, so that the person that's hurting me or taking me or using me knows that I'm still there, but that I, you know, I have that as my safety net. So usually I am just being a dirty cum dumpster. In my fantasies, it just plays out different ways. So that's where I've been lately in my mind. Do you like it when people hear you? Abso-fucking-lutely. It's one of the reasons why I do dirty audios. It's because I like to be heard and I like to arouse and turn people on. So yes, yes, fuck yes, I do. What kind of literature turns you on? So I like literature that's raunchy and that is full of debauchery, and I like details. I'm a detail whore. I don't want to just know she got on her knees and sucked his cock. I want to know that she slid down to her knees, her breast touching his thighs. I want to know what the tip of his cock feels like on the you know, front of her lips. I want to know what his pre-cum tasted like. I want to know every wrinkle, every square, round inch of him. I want to know about every vein. I want to know the throbbing. I want to know how his legs got stiff when she felt his balls jumping up and ready to squirt the cum down her throat. I need to know all those details. So that kind of literature really gets my engine going. Really, really gets me revved up. Have you ever tried handcuffs? Yes, I have. Yes, I will again as often as possible. Although I do find sometimes that twisty ties are great in a bind. Not twisty ties, but you know those plastic ties. Those are really good. And handcuffs, they should probably be fuzzy or have some kind of material on the outside. Otherwise, the metal can cut into my tiny wrists. Because I do like to play it up and struggle a little. How loud do you think someone can make you scream? Well, pretty loud. I'm not saying that I've shattered any glass, but I can get pretty obnoxiously loud. Yeah. And the louder you can make me, the better it will be for the both of us. I promise. Let's see. Have you ever tried other positions? Oh yeah, I've tried all kinds of positions, standing up, laying down, upside down. I've tried all kinds of positions. I don't know their technical names, but yeah, I've tried all kinds of positions. Have you ever dated two people at the same time? I have, yes, and we're gonna move on from that question quickly. Would you be mad if you were accidentally kissed? No, man or woman, accidentally kissed. Actually, that happened to me last year, and I guess I was pretty furious, but it's because it really came out of nowhere and he pressed me up against the wall. So that actually really irritated me. Partially because we also work together. Thank God I don't see him every day, but it's besides the point. Yeah, I guess I did get pissed off. I was mad. What could a person do to make you aroused? Oh, there's so many things. I talk about this often, but if the guy I'm with, or even the girl I'm with at the time, depending on what flavor of the month, no, I'm not that much of a whore, but anyway, sorry, I'm trying not to sneeze. What could a person do to make you aroused? So, if I'm with someone, like we go to a party together or we go to a get together and we've been intimate or we have plans on being intimate, the one thing you can do that never fails to get my pussy dripping wet is walk into the room that I'm in, make eye contact with me as soon as you find me, and smile. And it's not just any smile. Ladies know what I'm talking about. It's that smile that is only meant for me. Like, if somebody else were to see it, they would see you looking at me, maybe with adoration or whatever. But it's that smile that lets me know that I'm gonna be very well pleased and taken care of by the end of the night. So that's one thing. As far as touching, I'm one of those girls that enjoy constant contact. Like, if we're sitting next to each other at a family gathering, your thigh should be touching my thigh, your leg should be touching my leg, even your foot. Something small and insignificant to the onlooker means the world to me. Hold my hand. Without a doubt, if you play with the back of my neck, you're gonna get fucked hard. You're gonna get rode until I can't breathe. The back of my neck is one of my many, many places. But yeah, so that doesn't sum up all of them, but those are some good ones. Do you sleep in underwear, pajamas, or nothing at all? It's usually a t-shirt and panties. That's it. I run very hot at nighttime, so I like to sleep with as little clothes as possible. What's your secret move to turn your partner on? Maybe like, do I have a secret move? I don't think I have a secret move. That is so sad. Probably maybe dirty whispers in their ear about how I'm gonna swallow all their cum. I'm gonna work really hard and be a really, really dirty girl and get you to come down my throat and fill my belly, or soft, slightly wet kisses all over their neck, or just maybe taking my panties off and putting them in their pocket, you know, when we're out somewhere. So I don't know. Fuck, I don't have a secret move. I don't, those are not good. I don't know. God, I'm lame. What else? Where is the one place a person could touch you to make you horny? Oh, my neck. Anywhere on my neck, really. My neck, for sure. Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. Or you know what? Even along my jawline, like a caress. Ooh. Sends chills down my spine. When was the last time you went to a strip club? Actually, it's been, I think it was a couple of months. Strip clubs are a lot of fun. A lot of fun, but they can get a little expensive. I think it's been a couple of months. I think I went in last year to one. I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah, it was last year. So it was just a couple months. Describe the sexiest clothes you have ever worn. I've actually described this before. I have these really sexy black heels. And I wore black thigh highs that had lace at the top. Black panties, and I wish I could find this corset, but it's a black and purple corset. That's one of my absolute, or I have this really, really, form-fitting kind of black lazy lingerie thing that's barely, I mean, it covers me from tits to just below my pussy, but it's very thin material and it's very tight. Lacy and silky. It's very, very pretty. And last but not least, what do you like wearing to bed? Which is kind of like the other question, which is, if not my partner's cum, teehee. T-shirt and panties. Anyways, thank you for listening to the ramble. I apologize for the ungodly, horribly disgusting voice, tone, and the sneezes, but it is what it is. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you to everybody that answered the questionnaires, and I will talk to you all soon. Bye.